I think that's pretty much the whirlwind of announcements now. We also have two very special people in our midst this morning. We have the Lears with us this morning. Let's welcome the Lears, and they have something that they would want to share with us this morning. Welcome up. You're from Guatemala.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Hola. Buenos dias. Good morning, all of you. We are spontaneously here in Canada and spontaneously up front. So, did you want to say something? He's chewing on a Tums right now, so I'll speak because everybody knows I don't like a microphone, but I like talking. I did want to add to what was being spoken up here in the front, and it's something I don't think I even shared this with Joe, but how God has helped me with a mind picture when it comes to praying for people that need healing. And we have seen some in the clinic where I work, incredible, almost resurrection from the dead things with almost, okay, I don't want anyone to misquote me, but yeah, babies on the brink of dying, and we prayed for them and seen really incredible things. But I know I have a long way to go in many areas of my life. But the picture that God gave me was, when we think of miracles or praying for a miracle, it seems like we're trying to like squeeze. Like I have a lemon tree, and if you pick the lemon too early, you can squeeze it all you want, and there's gonna be a drop that comes out, and nothing else. When we think about like squeezing heaven for like this one miracle, it's so hard to get it out. And God said, no, don't picture that there's this one little thing that maybe one person will get a miracle. And you can just, if you work really hard, you can get it out, you know. And he said, no, what you have to do is picture that heaven is full of all these miracles. And I picture them as little gifts with little bows on. And they're all the same size, because it doesn't matter if you would have like terminal cancer or if you have the hiccups. It's like the same for God to be able to get, take care of either of those things. And yeah, I'm not there yet, okay? I'm not there where I actually get it all the time, but that picture comes when I pray for someone that their miracle is there. There are just tons of them all piled up, these gifts wrapped with bows, and that we just... yeah, it's there. It's just going to pop out like, you know, like Amazon or whatever, you know, just like come there the next day on your front porch. And not to think about it as being something really hard, that they're there already and they're done, those miracles that we need. And yeah, I just wanted to add to that, that was, you know, my little aid in thinking about when I pray for something or somebody or, yeah, where I would want a miracle. Anyway, I think he probably. Can I sit?
Well, last time I was here, I think I was talking about donkeys. Not talking about donkeys today. Since the last time we were here, we've had so much happen. We want to thank the church for helping us get to Canada during this time. And we appreciate you guys. Extremely appreciate you guys. I don't know if you've ever heard that. I extremely appreciate you, you know. We do. Last year, as you know, I became a world prayer event. And just trying to get back home from Nigeria. And right now, today, being out in the cold, I'm wondering what you Nigerians were thinking when you came here. Because it's cold out. And when I'm in Nigeria and I'm sweating and I'm hot and I'm wondering, what am I doing here? But it's a beautiful country. And in December last year, I got a chance to do South America. And I got a chance to go to a place that I never thought I would ever get to. And I'm going to mention the name, and most of you in here are going to look at me with that look on your face like, what are you talking about? Shell, Ecuador. Yeah. There's a significance with Shell, Ecuador. Anybody know about Nate Saint? Jim Elliott? Okay. There were five missionary men who were killed, who were martyred in trying to reach a tribal group in Ecuador. Okay? The End of the Spear is a movie on that. Nate Saint's son went on to found ITEC, which is an organization which I've consulted with, and they've consulted with, you know, we've exchanged, let's put it that way. And Shell Ecuador is where the airstrip was that they took off from. Shell Ecuador is also the hospital that Jim Elliott and Nate Saint had the vision to have built. There was another association with Ecuador, was HCJB Radio, which, if anybody did shortwave radio, this was heralding Christ Jesus's blessings, is what the call name was. This thing was in Quito, Ecuador. It was in the absolute perfect place to broadcast shortwave radio, Christian shortwave radio, all around the world. And it was very famous for that. Internet's changed a lot of all of that. But in Shell, Ecuador, I got to go there. I went there to put an autoclave in for the hospital, to install it for the hospital. But I never thought I'd be going there to minister to young missionaries, a German girl. We never think of European missionaries, you know, like, yeah, German girl who was there, a nurse, an Irish guy. And you want to think about hearing translation from Spanish from an Irish guy speaking Spanish. You know, well, top of the morning to you, lass. Buenos dias, lass. How you been doing? ¿Qué pasa? You know, it's like, what the heck, am I in the Dominican Republic again? Like, what is? But it was fun to be there. But it was just the, I was walking at night into the town square, and I did not realize that there was a monument there for the five. And Shell was famous for oil as well. So here's an oil derrick, and on top of this oil derrick is a Piper, I think it was a Piper aircraft. And it's dedicated to these men. And it's like I'm standing here and I'm feeling like I am in the Mecca of missions right here. You could just feel the legacy. And that term legacy was strong on me because my mom recently passing and I could feel the legacy of her. And I stood in here this morning and this is supposed to be a greeting. And, you know, just sit down and just park yourself for a while. But I could feel the legacy in this church this morning. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, my mom's got a legacy in here. You know? And you guys here have a legacy, of course, in Africa. We know that. We see, you know, all the African people from Africa here. We got a legacy in El Salvador through your family. In Guatemala through us. And other countries that are here and that we've gone to, Lighthouse has a legacy in Ecuador as well, everywhere we go. And we don't go...
What was the legacy of your mom that wanted you to say that? Why did she have a root in Lighthouse here?
I'm standing here. I need prayer, guys.
Who are you?
Who am I? Exactly. Oh, my goodness. You know, everywhere we go, we leave legacy. And that's not the purpose of us as Christians. We're not doing what we do for the purpose of leaving a legacy and a good reputation and good name behind. We do what we do out of the love of God, for the love of God. Jesus says, I can't help but do what my Father and for loving. But we leave that legacy. And I just wanted to encourage you guys that you guys have a legacy worldwide. You're a small church, but you got a worldwide legacy.
Right on. Did you have something to share still, Ted? Yeah.
Day of sharing. I just wanted to thank everyone and just make mention that we, with donations, raised enough money for 184 chairs for Nigeria. So praise God. That's like almost $3,700. So that was a wonderful. Thank you so much for your generosity and your obedience to the Lord. And one other thing I wanted to quickly mention is if there are some that are interested and don't know how to go about donating towards the cause in the Ukraine, we would be passing money. We have people that are involved in Samaritan's Purse, and they are dealing directly with that situation in Ukraine. And so we would ask, if you want to make a donation, you can make a donation, but mark on the envelope SP for Samaritan's Purse, and we'll make sure that that donation is directed to that cause. Okay? Thanks.
All right. Are George and Anita Odiesi, are they here? George and Anita? Well, we'll celebrate with them. Or if they're watching online, they had a baby. I gotta look this up again here. I'm sorry. There is so many announcements today that I can't possibly memorize them all. Baby girl on Saturday, March 19th. So let's give a hand for that. All right. I believe that's all the announcements. Is there anything I missed? Anybody? Somebody pipe up. Lord, we thank you so much for your faithfulness to us, Jesus. We thank you that you are a faithful, faithful Father, providing for your kids every day. And we just joy and delight and fully give back to you for the furtherance of your kingdom. Ask for your anointing and blessing on this offering. In Jesus' name, amen. And we finally get to welcome up, giving the official word today, Jane Park.
Fear thou not. Fear thou not. I know it's noon hour. I don't know if the kids were, tribe of Zion was supposed to go down that too. But you know what? They maybe shouldn't, because, you know, I'm just going to take 5 minutes here. I feel God has done such a rich, rich thing amongst us. And a lot of what's in my notes, he's already done. I just love it when he affirms and confirms, but he's so well able to show himself off. Even the bit I had in the notes about Karen and Joe Lear and the legacy. That was how I was going to start, was just honoring the legacy that Barbara Lear left. I said to Karen on the way home from your mom's celebration of life, I said, that was so much fun. It was so much fun. It was a funeral, people. It was the happiest. I know she'll be missed by her husband of 73 years. Joe's dad is 97. 73 years. But she invested in the king and the kingdom, and that legacy lives on through her family. She's joined the great cloud of witnesses. So we just honor that legacy. And I've heard from Femi and Remy from Nigeria, and they sent their greetings, you know, from Lewe and Ogoni. Karen, if Ray isn't home for supper, he will be in Nigeria. Yeah, she, you know, so don't make too many plans for supper for Ray, because he's out of here. But that healing river of God is in this place. And I had a message I was going to speak about the high praise and the gates of God and the gates of Zion and what that is. So I just encourage you to come out on March 31st, this Thursday evening. And your assignment between now and then is every day read Psalm 149. Talks about the gates of high praise. And thank you, Erin. She's done a lot of the boot work here. And this is partnership of kingdom through relationship. You know, Jason and Jackie are part of this house. Judah, you know, he grew up here. And they're still family and they're just home for a while. We're going to partner with in the living room, Daddy's living room here. And River House of Prayer, Graham and Deb Becky. They've got legacy here. They've been part of this house. And I was feeling the same thing. Let's do this together. And then Jackie Conn, she said, you know, she called me and she said, I just want Graham and Deb to come. River, that river thing they're doing. And then I find out that Aaron and Wendell, I know they run with the River House of Prayer lots of times. And we've partnered with Ask for Rain. And we've been... But God is just bringing family together in that healing stream to release the sound of heaven into earth. But we are the gatekeepers. And he who worships in the gates rules in the gates. The gates are a place of government. The gates are a place of authority. And we are the gatekeepers. And we are the ones through whom God will work. It's like a portal, you know? It's like that open heaven. But we are that open heaven. You know, there was a recent word, and I'm just going to share this briefly. Some of you maybe heard of it. But it came out of Israel on 17th of February. You know, and Psalm 82:7 says that the Lord loves the gates of Zion. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than any other dwellings of Jacob. You know, and we're grafting into that, and we are the gatekeepers. He loves Zion, but that's a city of government, and there's a real Zion. And when we go into worship, we are in Zion, and we're to rule and reign with him, released through our mouths. And this is what was released out of a ministry. It's a house of prayer. Sorry, guys at the back. You guys are good. And I think John and Kathy have actually been to this house of prayer. John wasn't. But, you know, why would somebody in Israel pick up us in Canada? They just so happen to be praying for the nations. And this Rania from this healing house of prayer began to speak this for the nation of Canada. Pay attention. I won't read it all. She was praying and interceding for Canada, and the Lord began to take her into a vision. She saw the streets of Canada, the highways. She saw some nasty stuff, spitting dirty water, and I won't read it all. But there's another river, another washing, that as the line of the tribe of Judah came on the scene, the line of the tribe of Judah came on the scene. And when he roared, he saw the people that were in such discouragement. They stood in prayer, and he began to set up his crown, his authority, as people stood and prayed and worshiped together. Coming out of Zion, hey? And they stood together, and the river of life began to rise higher and higher and higher. The river rose to a higher level through the united prayers of the family. And the big scroll opened, and the scriptures of Revelation 22, verse 2, became alive at this moment of the history of this nation. And for those of you who know that our Canada has a calling in its nation to be healing to the nations, inspired from Revelation 22, 2. Who knows if Rania from House of Prayer knew that, but she was walking in with the Spirit of God. And in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life. and it bore 12 manners of fruits, and it yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, Revelations 22, 2. So there's our Canadian flag. There's our Israeli flag. And as I continued to pray into this, the Holy Spirit began to highlight regions and gatherings and cities in Canada where it would be strategic to unlock the river. So that's unlocking the river of life. The first place she mentioned, Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan. How does a person in Israel even say that name, let alone where, you know, Saskatchewan? And the meaning of the name of Saskatchewan in Cree is swift flowing river. Come on, are we getting it? The second place she listed was Toronto, Vancouver, London, Cornerstone. I don't know where that is. Edmonton. And then she mentioned the province of Newfoundland. As the gatherings were taking place, I saw the Lord being crowned as King of Canada, and a big, huge rainbow appeared on the horizon from the west coast to the east coast of the nation. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. The Lord was highlighting that it's crucial for Canada to stand firm and gather in the spirit of 2 Chronicles 7:14 to combat that Leviathan spirit that she referred to it. And, you know, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. So you're invited to Daddy's living room in this place on March 31st. And Remy sent me a word this week. She said, I see an open portal at this gathering. That's an open gate. That's an open heaven. And that's engaging with the sound of high praise out of Psalm 141 and releasing the living word of God. The favorite place. Zion, the gates of Zion. He who worships in the gates rules in the gates. That's us, the ecclesia, just as Karen said. One more scripture. I like it. I really like it. Oh, wow, where is it? These really weren't my notes. It's a place of gladness. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Standing here in your gates again unto Jerusalem, Psalm 122. And Joel 3, somewhere in there, there's a scripture that says the Lion of Judah roars out of the gates of Zion. I can't find the scripture. So go to Joel chapter 3. Find where the lion, the tribe of Judah, is roaring, releasing his fire. So Holy Spirit, we honor what you've done here. We thank you that you've unlocked the rivers of life. You've unlocked the rivers of healing. We thank you, Lord, that you have already stirred up the waters, that the door of Saskatchewan is open, and we say, come in, King of Glory. Come in your, all your majesty. Come in, King of Glory. Psalm 24. Come in all your fullness. Through the gate of Zion. Through your ecclesia. As we assemble together in Daddy's living room. And release that river of life. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
So everybody say Psalm 149. Psalm 149. So that's your assignment between now and then. read Psalm 149 every day. And come on out to High Praise Thursday night, 7 p.m. with the J family and the river. And for some reason, that's happening. But that's okay. We're done. You're dismissed. Let's have a glorious week.